Bradley Moss, a partner at the Washington, D.C. law office of Mark S. Zade, P.C., and an expert whose specialties include national security and security clearance law, told Newsweek that top secret clearance did not necessarily give the couple free rein access to America's most potent secrets. The status does not mean you have a need to know all information classified up to that level, Moss said. Your specific need to know information will be based upon your particular work, responsibilities, and requirements. Classified information is classified information, whether it concerns foreign affairs, economic matters, or military matters. While top secret is technically the very highest level of classification, Moss emphasized that there were additional compartmentalized levels of access, sometimes put above top secret, known as sensitive compartmented information and special access programs. Some observers have questioned whether Kushner and Ivanka Trump even need such high-level clearance. But the nuanced day-to-day business of the White House means that some senior officials must be able to handle classified information. Moss explained the press secretary needs to be able to sit in on and provide input on policy matters, including with respect to foreign policy. Senior advisors with walk-in privileges to the Oval Office need to be able to execute that privilege without concern for what particular meeting might be going on or documents might be visible at the time. Ultimately, the level of access to which you are granted eligibility is supposed to be based upon the specific requirements of your position, Moss said. Regardless of their requirements, Eileen B. Zanakis, an associate counsel at Washington, D.C. law firm Bigley Rainish, LLP, which specializes in security clearance matters, told Newsweek, politics, whichever side of the aisle one is on, have no business being tied up in the security clearance process. The American public needs to be able to trust in the integrity of the adjudications process, Zanakis added. We all need to feel secure that objective professionals will adjudicate these cases based on the facts and the governing policy, not based on any bias or on an outlier source like family connections, or even on the undue influence of, for example, a powerful commander insisting that someone particularly skilled needs to get back to work as soon as possible.